Let's talk to Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right, Amanda. Now, you are from the Football Supporters.
The Football Supporters Federation.
Okay, just for those that don't know, exactly what is that?
We are the main organisation for football fans in the country, England and Wales. So we pick up issues on behalf of supporters of all clubs, be it anything from my pie gave me food poisoning to ticket prices to policing and stewarding. And my role in particular is as a caseworker. I assist fans who may have cause to complain about policing or stewarding at matches. So I've listened to your show with great interest, and thank you for the extensive coverage. Mm.
Well, I've got hundreds and hundreds more from people who were actually affected and were hit. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. So can you help? How do these people contact you with their grievances?
Well, I've spoken to Birmingham City directly today, and as they've indicated from the statement they put out, they are equally concerned. But obviously, the more statements they have from supporters that were there, the better picture it helps us both build up as to how events unfurled. So if supporters could either contact Birmingham City directly for the attention of David Boston, or they can come to me by email, and my email address is amanda.jacks@sforfootball.sforfederation.org.uk, and then we'll ensure all of those emails are properly addressed. And as I said, they will help us build up a picture, and from all the accounts we get, we can pull out the key points that we feel need particular attention and take those to the relative stakeholders. And rest assured, we're not going to be satisfied with, it's the fans' fault. We will push until we get acknowledgement that the match day operation was, shall we say, not ideal.
Yeah.
The Met Police and Queen's Park Rangers have totally blamed Birmingham City fans. Totally. Unequivocally, it's their fault. Now, I'm not saying that every single Birmingham City fan was innocent, but with what went on outside, with innocent people being at the front towards the police cordon being pushed from the back, and then the police hitting the ones at the front with batons, and some of them were injured and needed treatment, and I've had this from the police. It takes us back to the 80s to start with. Secondly, we've known before about closing gates, which is what Queen's Park Rangers did. For whatever reason, they closed the gates. That had all the potential for a mini Hillsborough.
Yeah, and it is really disturbing that both the police and QPR have backed away from any responsibility whatsoever for supporters' safety. You know, this isn't a witch hunt. This isn't about supporters wanting thousands of pounds of compensation. What this is about is looking at what happened, why it happened, and very simply to ensure it didn't happen again. And, what's very disturbing is, as you say, I'm not going to be dramatic and say this could have turned into another Hillsborough, but in terms of the response to it, immediately coming out and saying, not us, Gov, it was disorderly, disruptive fans, it is just not good enough. And whenever anything goes wrong in football, I think there should always be a thorough investigation as to the impact of policing and stewarding on supporter behaviour. There's so much onus, rightly so, on us supporters to behave, and we face the consequences when individuals face the consequences when they break the law. And it's only right and proper that football clubs and police examine their match day operations. So, as I said, that they can learn from it. This isn't a blame game. It's not
Absolutely.
About compensation for fans. It's very simply finding out what happened, why it happened, and let's do our utmost to ensure it doesn't happen again.
Yeah. You're right about, not saying it's another Hillsborough, but we all have a duty, don't we, fans, police, stewarding, to make sure there is no other Hillsborough.
Absolutely we do. And unfortunately, Tom, these sort of events aren't common, but equally I will have similar incidences around the country 2-3-4 times a season, and supporters' voices must be heard in this. It's not good enough for people to sit round a table. They must hear firsthand from the supporters as to what they experienced, because we are ultimately the largest stakeholder in the game, but we're too often excluded from these processes, and we need to be included in them.
Yep. Absolutely right. And, Correct. At least there's a voice now that people will have to sit up and take take heed of. And I think that's fantastic as well. So just to reiterate, they've got to get on to either Birmingham City, David Boston at
that's
Birmingham
right,
City,
yes.
Or email amanda.jacks@fsf.org.uk.
That's right, Tom, yes.
And listen, thank you so much for contacting us. Yep. It that's added something to it, because there is a danger about in these situations. It was them, it was us, it was them, blame them. And sometimes you get that much misinformation, you have to sift through it. Mm. But one thing's for certain, it wasn't just Birmingham City fans to blame. That's for certain.
No, poor stewarding,
police overreaction. And I'm sure you will come to the right conclusion. Will you keep us in touch with how it goes?
I will indeed, yes. And thank you again for giving it coverage, because, again, too often the media just concentrate on the idiots and they don't highlight when things go wrong for supporters. So thank you for doing so.